celebrate Prince with Emancipation, a triple album independently released after his fight with Warner Brothers. In case you missed our memorial, the memorial that I just did in the past hour, and the retrospective of Prince's life, we will repeat it at 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10, live and local in the Bay and around the world, all over the Western United States as the night goes, well, becomes clear as sky, yes, as the clear purple sky tonight. And if you look at City Hall, you'll see it, well, it's purple tonight. The mayor decided it should be, and that's the way it is. So let's bring on my next guest, Eddie Miller, and we will switch topics a little bit for the next hour because we're going to talk about, well, the follow-up to 420, and here we are on 421. Eddie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me on.
You bet. So now, everybody, you're going to love this. Eddie is the chief strategy officer at Green Rush, and there's a marijuana job fair coming to the city at the Regency Ballroom. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April 30th.
That's right. That's right. So we've been looking at the market, and there are a lot of jobs that need to be filled in the state of California in the cannabis industry. This industry is booming right now. And so we decided as GreenRush.com that a great thing for us to do would be to set up a job fair so everyone, whether they're programmers, designers, creative people, delivery drivers, bud tenders, or even trimmers can have a chance to go and see what the industry has to offer, what the requirements are, and how they get to join the Green Rush.
Right. And how many new jobs did you tell me we're expected to have in the future?
So we expect, by our numbers, there are going to be 400,000 to 500,000 new job openings happening alone in the state of California in the next 5 years in the cannabis industry.
And a lot of people want to be part of that.
Of course.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's like the gold rush of 20. Well, it will be the gold rush of 2017.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. And this, the Green Rush, will be the largest cannabis job fair in all of California. As I mentioned, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So you've got, and we'll repeat this a couple times. So tell everybody about your Drex KGO special.
Yes. So for anyone that's listening to the show today or anyone that you guys know, I would like to invite everyone to come to jointhegreenrush.org, come to our job fair, and if you use the coupon code DREX, that's D-R-E-X, your ticket is free.
Right on. I love that. And you will get into the cannabis job fair, America's fastest growing industry. So I can see the people in Nevada and Utah listening right now.
Get in the cars. Yeah, road trip. Right.
Well, yeah. You know what? Nevada's next.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I really think so.
You know that Utah's not, that's not going to happen.
No.
But they're right between Colorado and Nevada.
I know, but yeah,
so.
Right.
Well, you know, Utah was the last state that allowed, that repealed alcohol prohibition.
They allowed
all the states to decide when they were going to legalize alcohol and how they were going to handle them related to blue laws. And Utah was the very last state that said, okay, we're going to have liquor stores in 1966 or so.
You know, yesterday there was a story about Utah, and God bless you people from Utah who are listening tonight. We send mucho amor. But there was a story yesterday coming out of Utah that the Senate passed this resolution asking that people please refrain from using porn.
It's so polite.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Okay. Well, let's talk about the cannabis industry. Now, you're obviously hoping and thinking and dreaming that the legislation is going to pass when it's on the ballot this November.
Absolutely. Well, a majority of Californians are pro-legalization.
I think so. What are the numbers looking like right now?
I think they're above 60%
now.
I think they're above 60%. And that's a huge amount of support for any state, especially a state like this that has such a large voting block.
And now this will be on the ballot during the general election in November, right?
Correct. When everyone's going to vote for president, there will be a ballot initiative that will let them legalize cannabis recreationally in the state.
Wow. Well, that'll get people to the polls.
Absolutely.
If they, you know, it's hashtag 2016, they all suck. Well, this is still a reason to go vote.
It certainly is, because it changes the landscape of California. And the biggest benefits are not only that there's going to be lots of jobs for people, but there's going to be more tax revenue coming into the state coffers and county coffers. And most importantly, tourism will start booming just like it has in Denver, specifically canna tourism.
Is that what
canna tourism?
Canna tourism.
You gotta love
They'll be like the canna bus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Canna bus.
Of course.
Oh, again, I just gave away $1 million idea. Get on it if it's not
See
all
what you do,
canna.
Valerie.
I do. I'm genius.
There will be a canna bus and even bud crawls going on.
Bud crawls. Oh.
Now, are people, I'm curious about this. Are people lining up to rent spaces yet?
Well, they're lining up to buy them even.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a huge run on real estate
all across California. Right.
Depending on the counties that or the municipalities that are really allowing for cultivation or industrial manufacturing, there are investors flocking from across the country, maybe even across the world, to buy up that real estate that's going to be perfect for cannabis operations.
808-0810, if you are listening anywhere in the western United States tonight, the area code's 415-808-0810. If you have any questions about the job opportunities in the cannabis arena or, job situation, that's the number. We're speaking with Eddie Miller, the Chief Strategy Officer at Green Rush, and as I mentioned, the job fair coming to the Regency, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So I'm interested about the taxes. Has California figured out some of, because I know there's a lot of things that the state has been working on with the governor.
They're still working on it. And, nothing is really going to be decided.
It should be his green ribbon commission, by the way. I know.
Nothing's really been decided yet because the rules that are going to govern recreational cannabis cannot possibly be decided until the voters have their say.
I understand. But I mean, have they come up with a tax number yet?
They've come up with multiple tax numbers, but none have been ratified as of yet.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking somewhere between 10 and 15%.
Okay, so that's reasonable.
Absolutely. It is California after all.
Right, right. Are they doing that? I wonder, let me ask you, Eddie, are they doing that with medical marijuana now?
Well, the goal is to keep medical marijuana in a lower tax bracket. So medical marijuana is subject to sales taxes.
It is. Okay.
Across the state.
Right.
And subject to any local municipal taxes.
Oh, see, this is where San Jose ran into trouble, right?
Correct. Well, it's not just San Jose. There are plenty of municipalities north and south that have their own kind of taxation rubric that they're employing.
Now, are other states taxing big?
Sure. Nevada probably has the highest taxes of all. They tax twice in the value chain.
You're referring to medical marijuana, right?
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. I actually did not know that they had medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, so in Nevada, medicinal marijuana is legal. And for all you California listeners out there, the next time you're in Vegas, you can actually use your medical marijuana card from California to purchase cannabis in Nevada because they have such a thing called reciprocity. So it's actually legal in Las Vegas to use your California medical marijuana card. And everybody out there, don't forget to go to greenrush.com where you'll be able to place an order from your Las Vegas casino.
Oh, no, I love that. That's outstanding. All right. And again, in the special, well, I'm going to take a break here, but the special is?
Yes. So we have a 420 special going on at greenrush.com. Today, if you place an order using the coupon code DREX, that's DREX, we're giving away $80 worth of free cannabis to anybody who orders. It's $20 off your first four orders with us. We deliver anywhere in the Bay.
Greenrush.com and put in Drex, D-R-E-X. All right. I guess once again, we'll refer to a few Lee Grams of traffic. Here we go on KGOA 10. We'll be back to continue the conversation. Prince passing away today at the age of 57. And we'll be honoring him in a memorial at 9 o'clock again tonight. He will be missed. I'm not the one, I'm not the man. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you, I never lie. And if you evil, I forgive you by and by. Cause I will die for you. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and all over the western United States on KGOA 10. And also, you can find us at kgoradio.com or download the app today. Okay, so in the studio with me is Eddie Miller, Chief Strategy Officer at Green Rush, and he's got a job fair coming up. Greenrush.com is the website. And I have to tell you something. This is crazy to me, Eddie. I was just thinking about it as I was using the restroom. It's like, Drex, dude, back in 1984, I started my career at KSJO in San Jose, being a rock you know, album jock. And I'd play the long version of Frampton, the 14-minute version, so I could go out and get stoned at night and then sneak back into the studio or Stairway to Heaven. You could always get it, you know, in and out with 7 minutes and 53 seconds. I never thought we'd be giving away pot on the air.
Well, times have changed, and California has revolutionized the marketplace.
So if you go to greenrush.com and you enter Drex and you have a medicinal marijuana card.
Correct. And now if you don't have a medical marijuana card, we've got a telemedicine doctor standing on deck ready to talk to you over your mobile device and issue you a medical marijuana card for those patients that truly need their medicine.
The future is now.
Wow.
That is amazing.
And if you enter Drex, you get $80 worth of...
Yeah, you get $80 worth of free cannabis. It's our 420 special, and we're giving away $20 off your first four orders with us. We deliver anywhere in the greater Bay Area.
Well, so I apologize to you people listening in one of the states that doesn't have medicinal marijuana. Okay. All right, so let's talk about some of the jobs, and as you see it, with the legislation most likely passing.
Well, regardless of whether the legislation passes, the industry is booming today. There are already thousands of active businesses across the state that are touching the cannabis industry in some form or another. And here's what I mean. My company, we're a technology company.
Right.
So we're hiring programmers, web developers, app developers, web designers, graphic designers, customer service people, patient care representatives. We're hiring a whole array of customers that help us run our platform. And we're not the only technology company out there that's in the cannabis space that needs staff.
It's truly amazing what's happening. And I guess that you're running the gamut with professions, it will also, you're going to be running the gamut with salaries. I mean,
Of course.
What are we looking at?
There are executive compensation packages that are in the hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
And there are your regular security guard positions for $15 to $30 an hour. There are a lot of jobs for drivers, for bud tenders. If you love cannabis and you're an enthusiast and you can kind of talk over the bar, the bud bar, then you can be a bud tender.
Let me ask you, one of the subjects that came up yesterday, since it was 420, and it was certainly an interesting day to live in San Francisco. Boy, it was great. You know, I rolled in here yesterday. But even better, the story is when I was going home last night, all the traffic on the bridge was going 25 miles an hour, but it wasn't congestion.
It was.
They were stoned.
Oh, really? Yes. Could you smell it?
Sure.
It was the post-Hippie Hill traffic.
Yeah,
it wasn't Carl the Fog. It was this other cloudy.
I don't know.
It was just
insane. Haze. I was thinking, people, move, please. So the point I wanted to get to was one of the things that came out yesterday, the declassification of removing marijuana from Schedule 1 or 2 with the federal government. Now, what are your thoughts with what's going on with the federal government?
So there are two things that could happen in relation to the federal government. The federal government could reclassify cannabis, and if they reclassified it to, let's say, a Schedule 2 substance, then that would mean that it would be a medicinal substance.
Right.
Not unlike medicinal alcohol or Tylenol.
Okay, but Eddie, one of the things is that I found interesting in this story that was developing yesterday, this conversation about removing or rescheduling marijuana was, we might want to be careful about this because if it is rescheduled, then all of a sudden the FDA gets their fingers into this.
Correct. So it's either going to be rescheduled or descheduled. Descheduled makes the most sense because then it would just be completely taken off of the illicited substance list.
Right, and I think that would be a win-win for everyone, people like yourself and the entrepreneurs who have taken the time and the money and you know, all of this work that they're setting up, that you guys are setting up in the background, because, you know, there is this tendency to think, I do believe, so the conversation goes, that should the federal government get involved, if they reschedule or something and moves to the FDA, then comes in regulation. And then along with regulation, here comes Big Pharma.
Well, you know what? We shouldn't be completely against regulation. Regulation assures quality assurance. Regulation creates tax revenue for the states. Regulation's not necessarily evil. Regulation helps create a real industry, not unlike the alcohol industry where you can go into a liquor store and buy a bottle of Grey Goose legally. That being said, the state of California is actually taking great lengths to make sure that we don't regulate out the small farmer and the craft farmer. And I think California is a great place to do that because there's such a robust wine economy.
Right. Yes. So let's hope the governor, you know, Governor Newsom sees it that way. And I'm sure that he does because he really is the sponsor behind all of this. And, you know, and it'll be interesting to see how he deals with the federal government. I think one of the problems is the money, the cash situation. How do you guys handle that?
It's actually the biggest problem. The banking sector just won't bank the cannabis industry.
Right.
And so it creates an entire level of necessity to process payroll, to acquire insurance, to hold a bank account. There's an entire array of subjects that a cannabis entrepreneur has to deal with in cash handling that in any other industry they're absolved from, including owning a bar.
It's got to be insane. I mean, it truly, I guess... I mean, it's a good thing, but yet there's this insanity level to it with dealing with cash and not being able to deal with the bank.
For sure. And you need to hire all sorts of third parties to transport the cash. It's definitely a big problem. But what I will say is kudos to the California cannabis entrepreneurs who have been able to overcome those things and have been able to still do business in a legal and proper format.
Okay, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I kind of want to talk about the medical marijuana versus the recreational and where that's going. Because yesterday when I was having the 420 chat with everybody, call in and talk about whatever you want. And by the way, you can right now too, 415-808-0810 outside the Bay Area, anywhere in the Western United States, 415-808-0810. The conversation was, well, I'm not really sure what I should be doing medicinally, and I think some people are confused about that. So we'll continue the conversation, and we'll go there versus the recreational. So, you know, the medical versus the head high and all of that. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. I worked for Kiss FM for a decade, so I can't.
Do you ever get the stations you're at mixed up?
Yes, I have done that. I think everybody in this industry does. Yeah. Especially on music stations where it rolls off your tongue.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like muscle memory.
As a disc jockey, for sure. All right. My guest this hour is Eddie Miller, Chief Strategy Officer at greenrush.com. And if you go to their website and you're a medical marijuana patient, well, you can enter the code word Drex and get $80 worth of free marijuana. Never thought that I'd hear the day or do this on the radio. I love it. Eddie, and he has a job fair, which is coming to the Regency Ballroom, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April 30th. What are the hours?
So the job fair is happening from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got approximately 35 exhibitors that are all hiring. So if you really want a job in the cannabis industry, if you're truly interested in becoming a part of the Green Rush, this is the place to be.
And will this be, so if you're listening now in the Bay Area, will you be working in the Bay Area? Or
oh, there are actually all over. There are even jobs up as far as Humboldt.
Oh, okay. So wherever you could, you'd like to move.
Correct.
You could, so you could have a great job and make a lot more money.
Potentially.
In a more reasonable, less expensive place to live.
Now, don't think that these jobs don't require skill sets.
Right.
Some of the jobs, even though they sound simple, so there's a job called the trimmer. And the trimmer is someone that actually manicures the cannabis before it goes up for sale. And that's actually a pretty highly skilled position.
You have to know what you're cutting and why.
Correct.
You're not just in there with scissors snipping away.
Yeah, you can't just snip away.
Because that's profit. You don't,
What happens to the trim?
Well, the trim actually gets used, and just like any other byproduct, it actually gets used, and then there's another position called an extractor. And so there are these super critical extraction machines, and these machines actually extract the THC from there so that you can use a vaporizer.
Wow. We were talking during the break about some of the technology that is involved. I mean, and specifically speaking to the drought. How important water is to growing cannabis and marijuana.
Oh, of course. And thank God, may I say, that the governor, one of the three bills that the governor signed late last year was to protect California's water reservoirs. And so we're here in Silicon Valley. there are technology companies currently building very smart irrigation systems so that 90% less water is used during the cultivation process.
That's amazing. That's good stuff. And by the way, I always thought that cannabis grew as it would grow in the wild, that it really did not need that much water. But does it?
Yes, it really does.
It really does.
It needs quite a bit of water. Not as much as almonds do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is that, right?
There is. And the almond industry actually uses more water than the cannabis industry ever will.
Okay. One of the things that came up yesterday during the 420 chat was people's confusion, especially, I think, the midlifers, people, I don't know, 40 to 60 and beyond, who want to revisit marijuana, but they're skeptical and they're afraid because they don't know what it is. I mean, even to look online at your website or whatever, you'll see 100 different things and they don't know what to do.
Well, we actually have 25,000 different items sale on our website.
Yeah.
But don't worry, it's not that overwhelming. Everything is categorized. So what I would recommend for someone that hasn't touched cannabis in a while is to explore. Come to greenrush.com and see all the different options, whether it's an edible, some sort of microdose product that is actually very light on the body.
Right. I mean, I was talking to an individual last night, a couple of, in their 60s or their 70s who want to revisit this again for medical reasons. And they just couldn't figure out the CBD thing versus going in and think that they're getting stoned. I mean,
Oh, I totally understand. But this industry actually started from a medicinal route.
Right.
This is a medical marijuana industry. And there's so many products that are CBD heavy, specific for seniors that need an aid to sleep, that need a pain medicine. And they're all so much better than your standard over-the-counter drugs or especially prescription drugs with huge side effects.
Oh, right. I mean, we were speaking to arthritis and those sort of issues that people experience when they get older. And, it was like, well, Drex, I don't know because it seems overwhelming because I do want something with the CBD and I don't want to be high.
And that's all right. There are specific CBD-only products all across our website. And if you're worried about smoking and inhaling that smoke, there are plenty of alternatives, whether those are drops, sublingual drops that you put under your tongue, or there are little sheets that you put on your tongue that melt away, or a spray. And the most popular are edibles. You can get a micro-dose edible and start off with something that's 5 or 10 milligrams, see how that makes you feel, and then build up from there if that's what helps you. But it's way better than Tylenol or Advil or any of those pain relievers.
Oh, yeah. Especially the ones that will drill a hole in your stomach. Eddie, I think one of the things that people who are anti or on the fence with this, they're worried about kids.
Of course.
Their children. Yeah.
Well, I think we should look at some anecdotal evidence. So in Colorado, cannabis has been fully legal. It's a billion-dollar annual industry. And yet, cannabis usage by high school kids has gone down.
Really?
So, with alcohol, let's just look at alcohol as an industry. Because alcohol is regulated, because you have to be 21 and over to buy alcohol, because you have to be 21 and over to enter an alcohol-selling establishment, and because there are so many rules created where the last call is at 1:35 a.m. here in California, everything can be regulated, and once rules are created, it's much harder for minors to access the product than when there are no rules or very limited rules.
Have you been part – I mentioned the Blue Ribbon Commission with the governor. Have you been part of that commission?
No. Our company has not participated, but we've been following along all of the lobbying efforts related to the recreational ballot and even the regulation initiatives.
And so what are some of the – I mean, for instance, the age limit. What do you think they're going to decide?
Well, I think for medicinal, it's absolutely fine to have a medical marijuana industry that services all ages. And what I mean by that, I don't know if anybody saw the Sanjay Gupta episode on CNN.
Very well
there
done.
There are epileptic children that can use medical cannabis. And so the age for a medical patient can be almost anything as long as it's under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Right.
That being said, for recreational use, it really should be 21 and over and you should be an adult.
We were talking also about how restrictive some of the, and this is just mind-blowing to me. You were speaking specifically to New York City. I thought they passed a medical marijuana law, and they did, but it's crazy, right?
Yes. So in New York State, there was a medical marijuana law that was passed, but it only covers 17 afflictions, and those afflictions are quite severe. They're epilepsy, cancer, cachexia, and wasting syndrome. And so the actual pool of potential patients today is limited to 1,000 people in the entire state of New York.
So, yeah. And then you said there was a one-year process.
Correct. You have to see
That's
a specialist, an oncologist or a cancer specialist that goes over your treatment. And only then, after a year of that type of treatment, can they recommend that you go and buy some cannabis.
Well, my God, in a year, you might not be here.
Yes, that is unfortunate. But you know what? I'm going to say that it's a positive thing, that finally at least 1,000 people that are so needy of medical marijuana now have access to it in New York State. And thank you, California, for leading the charge on that.
Really, honestly. Do you think that, we were talking about the scheduling of this, if it were declassified, it would just, well, this is never going to happen. I'm just thinking out loud here. But there would be an initiative where it would be just legalized across the United States, because Prime Minister Trudeau, I'm sure you heard,
announced
this week that he is going to push to legalize in the entire country of Canada.
So right now, cannabis is federally legal in Canada, but only for medical purposes.
Right.
Prime Minister Trudeau, in the spring of 2017, is going to hold a Canadian federal ballot initiative to legalize recreational cannabis.
That's the way to do it. Why? You gotta love. We love you, Canada, if you're listening up there, and I know that you are. To just simply break it down and do it the way it should be done. We're gonna put it on the federal ballot, and we will decide as a country.
Well, the most interesting thing about Canada is when you order cannabis as a medical patient, you get it delivered via the Canada Post.
That's pretty good, eh?
Right on, eh? It's about time. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with Eddie Miller. And the cannabis fair, the job fair, they're looking for 400,000 to 500,000 gigs. So, if you're looking for a job, 808-0810 is the number. But you should just show up at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and get yourself a job. And as you said, there's many different positions.
Many different positions. I'd like everybody to consider joining the Green Rush at jointhegreenrush.org.
All right. We'll take a break and we'll be back. We'll be going to Paisley Park and a memorial to Prince, who passed away at the age of 57 today, very sadly, after 9 o'clock tonight. Please join us and you'll hear from an interview done from 2009, because I got to tell you, Prince was not one to talk to the press very often, so there's a lot of digging going on today. And I thank Valerie, my producer, for lots of hours of editing to put it together, the memorial.
It was a pleasure
tribute.
Listening to him, though, really.
It's very powerful.
He's a deep fella, and I miss him.
Yes.
I was not the world's hugest fan by any means, but I did get to see him once in concert, and my gosh, he puts on a show. Just, you can't, I don't know how people don't love for the talent, the sheer talent, and then the clothes, and then the hair.
Yeah.
It
was.
And he was cheeky.
He had the
bugger.
Funk down. Eddie, so today when you heard the news, it had to be.
Oh, it was so sad. Yeah. I've been listening to Prince maybe since I was a kid, and although it's probably before my generation, all of the newest songs, and hey, I just remember at prom night, how much fun it was to dance to Prince.
Yeah,
that
the Purple
is so
Rain.
True, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and the strange thing is, I think about Prince is he evolved. Even though a lot of his music is from the 80s, it still stands today.
Absolutely.
It still stands.
Absolutely.
If you think of all of the garbage that came out of the 80s, and especially
the
90s.
There's so many signature, overproduced and very keyboard band sounds, and
sure,
he doesn't fall into those traps.
No, it still stands on its own today. All right, we'll talk about that and and we'll do the memorial after 9 o'clock. My guest is Eddie Miller, and he's the chief strategy officer with Green Rush. Green Rush, is it .org or .com?
Greenrush.com.
Greenrush.com. And you can give, you are in California, Is it California or just the Bay Area, right?
Right now, we're all across California, but our headquarters is in San Mateo, and so most of our business is in the Bay.
Okay, so if you go there and you have a medical marijuana license and you enter the code DREX, D-R-E-X, you get $80 worth of
You get $80 worth of free weed, everybody. Now, that's a cool offer. You get $20 off your first four orders, and it only takes 90 seconds if you have your medical marijuana card to get onboarded to greenrush.com.
I have a super ignorant question.
Sure.
I know it's ignorant. So what does the marijuana go for? $20 off of an order, is that a drop in a bucket?
Minimums, the dispensaries on our platform that actually deliver the cannabis, their minimums start as low as $35 and go no higher than $75.
Okay. So it's a significant savings.
Oh, absolutely. We're giving out a lot of free weed.
Right.
Happy 420, everyone.
Greenrush.com. Enter the code word Drex. Let's go to Nick. Nick, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, how are you? So my question, hello, Mr. Miller. So my question is this. So I'm trying to, from a strictly scientific perspective, which I think is going to be the issue of pushing it off Schedule 1. Can you characterize or describe any methods that you all have for growing marijuana and having a specific validated levels of THC or CBD? Because I think what's happened is that because marijuana has been illegal, people have been trying to grow marijuana for THC, which does impact and negatively affect CBD values. So can you kind of speak to that?
All right.
I'll listen up here and take care of yourselves. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. That's a great question. So specifically in California, the governor mandated during the last regulation process at the end of last year that every single product at some point during the implementation of these laws will be lab tested. So not only will you as a consumer, you'll know exactly what you're buying, what the THC levels are and what the CBD levels are, but you'll be able to see a whole variety, a myriad of subjects like terpenes and taste and THCA versus regular THC. So it's going to be lab tested just like any other consumer packaged good. Go ahead.
No, that's great. And one of the things that I think a lot of other people are concerned about is, for instance, somebody brought up last night, what is being used in the cartridges and how do we know it is? What is it that they're looking for that they don't want in there?
They don't want high levels of THC potentially?
Well, no, I mean the solvent or...
Oh, the way that the cannabis extract happens.
Right, yes.
So they potentially don't want a butane extracted process.
Okay.
But you know what? A lot of industrialists, a lot of manufacturers are switching to a CO2 extraction process, and that's a lot safer. And then they're filtering it. Think of it like a distillation process, just like would happen with a fine whiskey.
Okay.
And
right.
That's exactly what's happening. It's being distilled with a solventless process.
Right, because people are afraid of that. I mean, obviously, you're inhaling it. You don't want to be inhaling chemicals. And same goes for and this is one
and
of
that's
the,
why we need that regulation. Because
right.
There's got to be rules that govern what can and cannot go into people's medicine.
For sure. And this is this has always been the problem with illegal drugs. You never know what you're getting and you don't know what has been sprayed on marijuana or, for that case, anything. But speak to that. How do you guys handle that?
Well, look at it from the industry perspective. In Colorado, almost 20% of the product that was available for sale ended up being recalled because of proper pesticide testing.
Yes. Okay.
Now, in California, once those rules are established, there's a proper governing body, then that governing body can go around and make sure that everything's tested properly. Not only that, but the rules call for lab testing of products, and that lab testing just has to be enforced.
Right. So, yes, we want to know what the pesticide level is or none at
all. Or none at all. Well, that's the thing about California. There's plenty of organic farmers that are growing with organic nutrients and... I mean, this is a green state. Why not let the green state join the green rush properly and have organic cannabis?
Do you see this going as an industry where it will be franchised, not only here in California, but eventually across the other states that legalize
I think this is something that's happening across the world. In Australia, medical marijuana has recently been legalized. Canada is obviously moving forward.
Right.
There are many states across the country that are all legalizing. They're all doing kind of the sensible thing. And in fact, Pennsylvania this last week became the 24th state in the union to legalize medical marijuana.
I grew up in Pennsylvania. You're kidding.
No joke.
Really?
At all. No joke.
I didn't think that would ever happen.
Pennsylvania Dutch farming.
And that's what
farming
I am.
The marijuana.
Yes.
Even better.
Lancaster, I'm a little Amish boy.
Aww. Everybody yes. at the Democratic National Convention can really feel the burn.
Hold it in.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, so again, the job fair will be not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco. What are the hours?
So the cannabis job fair we're holding is at the Regency Ballroom, which is located at 1300 Van Ness Avenue. And the times are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The website specific to the job fair is jointhegreenrush.org.
Fantastic. And will you be hiring on the spot? I mean, or is it going? And well, you had, you said, what, 30 exhibitors there?
So there's about 35 exhibitors. But what I'll tell you is I'm going to personally be there. And yes, I'm looking for employees that can help us run greenrush.com.
Yeah, I guess you got to start now.
And yeah, it's like, wear your suits. Don't be coming in tie-dye, right?
Oh, no. This is a professional event. Bring your resumes. Bring your cover letters. This is an event where you have to make a good impression if you want a job.
Leave the Birkenstocks at home.
Right, right. So what's important to know, and you said this at the beginning of the conversation, we're not just looking for people to deliver pot. We are looking, you're looking for programmers and
absolutely
technical people, accountants.
Not only are we looking for candidates that want to join the technology portion, the infrastructure portion of the cannabis industry, but we want people from cultivators to extractors. Every single piece of this industry needs people to fill these jobs.
Okay, greenrush.com. Eddie Miller, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back on the Drex Radio Show, and we'll have a memorial to Prince coming up on KGO 810.